You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
Okay, we're going to talk about number one and number two. So if you don't want to listen, podcast it later. Or better yet, read Jay Evenson's opinion piece. He's the opinion editor of the Deseret News. But he is writing about smart bathrooms and specifically really dives into smart toilets, and they appear to be the wave of the future, Dave.
My favorite line, I think, in this entire thing was it a Stanford professor that said, the number one source of data is number two? I thought, oh my goodness. Of course it's true, right? As embarrassing as it is, that tells a lot to the science guys. They can learn a lot from, you know, what's coming out of us.
Jay, what did you find when you started researching this? Is this truly on the horizon?
There have been a number of companies working on this for years, and I got some emails and texts from people who said, yeah, you know, 10, 20 years ago, we were working on this at IBM, or we were working on this here or there. And the question, I think, is how far do we want AI to go? So let's go 10 years in the future. You stumble out of bed in the morning, and you go into your bathroom. And there's a message on the screen when you're finished saying you're dehydrated today. You should take some water with you. And then you get in the shower. You step out of the shower onto a mat, which happens to also be a scale. And the mirror suddenly gives you your weight and your body fat composition, which I have worries about because I think that's going to send a direct AI message to the kitchen so I can't have access to the ice cream I have in the freezer.
Or your doctor.
That actually sounds smart.
Yeah. Probably.
You're up a couple pounds. We need to bring it down.
Or your doctor gives you a ring-a-ding by the time you're in the car and says, we've got some information on you that says, you know, your blood pressure is high. Or when I step on my scale now, it's hooked to an app, and it gets me all kinds of information.
Skeletal muscle, body water, muscle mass, muscle storage ability.
He copied me and bought the same scale I have. But that's it. It just stays on my app, I think.
Right, and that's the number one question is where does this information go? And there are several companies. The Wall Street Journal did a piece on this last week, I think. There are several companies working on this, and each one of them has assurances that your data is going to be secure. It's going to be guarded by this or that. But we know enough today about retailers whose information isn't secure. There's a website dedicated to hospitals that are being hacked, and information is compromised. So I don't know how much confidence we place in the data. And there is one company that says we're not going to the internet. We're just going to have it stay in your home. But I think there are some real privacy concerns.
The question I have, Jay, is how willing are we to sacrifice privacy for our health? Because during COVID, we were measuring wastewater and trying to see where the hotspots were in the state. And we were taking samples and we were measuring, we're seeing an outbreak of COVID here and there. To be able to isolate it and know in your family if something would automatically pop up and say, yes, you, before you even have any symptoms, we're detecting COVID or we're detecting cancer or whatever it might be, that seems like a great step forward, even with all the other concerns you have.
Can I add to that, Dave, and say, you know, when you go to the doctor and they say, if you know, look for blood in your urine and you look for blood in your stools, well, sometimes that can be undetectable. So, for example, to your point, would a smart toilet be able to detect that and say, oh, there's a possibility here you might be experiencing cancer in a certain part of your body or precancerous conditions?
Yes, that's true. And that's not only in your toilet. They're talking about smart toothbrushes now that could detect cancer cells or COVID. But again, the question is privacy, because the machine or the AI would have to identify who is using the facility. And some companies are talking about taking fingerprints off of the flush handle on the toilet. But somebody else, if you're an elderly person and you have a caretaker, they could be flushing for you, right? So there are other more delicate ways that you can identify people with cameras from within. I don't want to get too specific, but so it's a real question about how you identify people. And, you know, you have a party at your house and some guest is using your bathroom and all of a sudden the mirror is telling them information they might not want to know.
But I think ultimately when you look at this and say we opt into it, you could fairly easily opt in, turn it off, you know, buzz in, however you want to activate it or identify it as yourself. I can see some incredible benefits from it, even though it makes us a little bit uncomfortable to have these kind of private things, you know, broadcast.
Right. And I think there are, and with people with chronic illnesses like diabetes and that kind of thing, I think there's some real benefits. I agree.
We've got some breaking news right now. Randall Jepson just walking in here from the newsroom with some papers there. What do you know? Is it about BYU?
It is, Debbie. We just learned that BYU and KSLSports.com has confirmed this. They are set to hire Phoenix Suns assistant associate head coach Kevin Young as BYU's next head coach. So they're grabbing an associate coach from the NBA to be the next head coach down there in Provo for the BYU Cougars.
We know much about him?
I'm trying to look into the background of his connection to BYU. He married a former BYU student. I don't believe he had played or coached at BYU, but he had some stints at UVU and various locations around here. So he was a runner-up, I was told, to Mark Pope when Mark Pope was hired 5 years ago. And apparently still kind of had that in the back of his mind that he'd like to end up at BYU someday. And it sounds like it's about to happen.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much. Randall Jepson, live from the newsroom for us with breaking news that BYU is hiring an associate coach, currently coaching for the Phoenix Suns down in Phoenix, Arizona, and will be moving to BYU.
A little bit of a surprise. We're taking everything from Phoenix, apparently, right now. We're taking your hockey team. We're taking your coach. I don't know much about Kevin Young, so I'll look forward to finding out over the next few days.
And this, of course, is not too long after the announcement that Coach Pope is moving to the University of Kentucky, which was his alma mater.
Yeah, his alma mater.
I'm trying to go off my memory.
You're doing great,
memory.
Deb.
Am I doing
You're
okay?
Dominating BYU
right.
basketball
well,
right now.
I couldn't figure out why Pope was going to University of Kentucky.
Oh,
and
is,
I was like,
it is
probably his alma mater.
The it's the premier basketball program in the nation.
Well, what we think that of BYU, too. Jay Evenson, thank you so much. Sorry you had to cut your time short by just a bit, but you can read Jay's piece on poop.
Smart toilets. There's a more delicate way to say that, Deb. Smart toilets. We're in third grade right now.
At Deseret.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.